supporters of Luigi Mangione, the suspect in the killing of UnitedHealthcare CEO Brian Thompson, are raising tens of thousands of dollars to fund his legal defense. The development is adding to fears among law enforcement that Mangione is being turned into a martyr amid rising threats against other CEOs in the wake of Thompson's murder. Several online defense funds from anonymous users have popped up for Mangione. That includes one on the crowdfunding site GiveSendGo, which raised over $50,000 from nearly 1,500 donors as of Thursday, December 12th. The defense fund has dubbed itself the December 4th Legal Committee. It's an apparent reference to the day investigators say Mangione gunned down Thompson on the streets of Manhattan. The fund's organizer says they do not support violence, but believes in the constitutional right to fair legal representation. GiveSendGo told ABC News that it takes concerns about the fundraising campaign seriously, but noted that it allows legal defense funds as it believes in due process. Other crowdfunding websites like GoFundMe have taken down Mangione's legal defense funding efforts. The company states that it bars fundraisers for the legal defense of violent crimes. Mangione's attorney reportedly said that while his client should be presumed innocent, he doesn't feel comfortable accepting money from supporters. Reddit is also taking action against users posting what investigators say is Mangione's manifesto by removing or restricting links to the document. While some users accuse the platform of censorship, the company said it violates their violent content policy. Although many praise Mangione's alleged actions, Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg called the support deeply disturbing. Prosecutors in New York City are working to secure an indictment against Mangione, who is still in custody in Pennsylvania, where he was arrested at a McDonald's in Altoona on Monday, December 9th.